The United Nations announced Friday that Secretary General Antonio Guterres will meet Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow on Tuesday. He's also expected to have a working lunch with Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. The UN chief wrote to Putin this week requesting a meeting to discuss the next steps toward peace in Ukraine. He also wrote to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Guterres' spokesperson said his office is in contact with the government in Kyiv about scheduling a visit there. Guterres also appealed this week for a four-day humanitarian pause to coincide with Orthodox Easter, which is celebrated in Ukraine and Russia on Sunday, April 24th. So far, those efforts have failed. At a Friday's press conference in Moscow, Lavrov said talks to end the fighting in Ukraine are at a standstill because Kyiv has not responded to Moscow's latest set of proposals. But AP reported that Russia's lead negotiator at the talks with Ukraine confirmed that he'd had several long conversations with the head of the Ukrainian delegation on Friday. The Moldovan foreign ministry said it has summoned Moscow's ambassador Friday to express what it called deep concern about comments by a top military commander who suggested the country's Russian-speaking population was being oppressed. The foreign ministry said on its website, quote, "These statements are unfounded. Moldova is a neutral state, and this principle must be respected by all international actors, including the Russian Federation." And the UN Human Rights Office says there is growing evidence that Russia committed war crimes in Ukraine. The UN said it also appears that Ukraine has used weapons with indiscriminate effect. This is VOA News.